I have to think of an interesting intro. It's podcast 16. This time is when we wait for the music to finish.
Yeah, it did that about 10 seconds ago.
That's nice. Dead air! We're the kings of it.
Right.
We've got a guest!
Yay!
Yay! And we've just lost Elliot.
Again.
Yes,
well,
we
I'll make up numbers, shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to explain to all of our wonderful listeners that poor old Spadge is having a hell of a time with his internet connectivity. It's falling off rather
NTL.
A lot. Yeah. So he's going to come back in, and there he is. And he's in. And he's
there. He goes.
So, oh, he says do it without him.
Oh.
He's just PM'd me and said do it without him.
Actually, he said fuck it, do it without me.
Yeah, he did indeed. So, Ned, today you are Spadge. Hello.
Hooray for me. Hello, Spodcast.
Oh, Ned, you're a bit loud. Could you turn your mic down a tad?
I'm loud now.
Yeah.
I'm dry.
Okay.
Okay. Well, try to talk more softly.
That would work too.
Yeah, because the compressor can pick it all up.
Well, the compressor is picking
up. Okay, I've put my wireframe mode on.
Hey, that's really bad.
Yeah, that's never a good idea.
Of course, it could just be Elias that's screwed up.
No, they all
okay.
do.
I don't know, I don't use Windows for that.
No, one shouldn't. Should one?
No, one certainly shouldn't.
Anyway, today we have not very many interesting things, but lots of interesting things that aren't
interesting.
That interesting. We've got not very much to talk about, but that's okay because we don't have much time.
Can I just say that was a spectacular sentence?
Oh, I'm good at them.
Yeah.
Let's see. No interesting emails.
Name that
on.
TV series reference. Sorry, carry on.
Wow, for once I couldn't. Because I was too busy clicking on buttons to think of what you're actually saying. Do I have to listen to you?
No. Don't
oh, good.
Daft.
Yeah. So we've got a forum.
Do we? Oh, yeah.
We've got a forum. It's at forum.spodcast.org. And you can go and chat in there. I'm sure we've had lots and lots of interesting things. One of which is, of course, my pronunciation of Skype as Skypey. Which I must admit I did because I work in an office full of French people, being in France as I am, and they all say Skypey, so I just picked it up, assuming that was the right way to pronounce it, and I have been corrected since by the Skype website that tells us itself that it's pronounced Skype. So there you go.
Yes,
that's what I learned from the forum.
That's
what
it.
I learned from the
so
forum.
So now we know.
Yeah. Yep, now you know. Other stuff going on in the forum was, should this podcast go from, why is it MP3? And there is a poll saying whether we should leave it as MP3, you would prefer it in AAC, or you don't care, or A-track, just fuck off, this is a joke answer, which somebody, of course, clicked on.
I actually have an answer to this.
Yeah.
It'll be in AAC when, you know, there's an extra hour in the day. To get AAC done properly with chapters and everything, you've got to spend time in post actually putting the chapters in. And I've worked very hard to make sure that I don't have to do anything in post. So
I agree,
screw
but
it. It's not going to happen.
Chapters are far too much hard work. You have to do an XML file and all sorts of stuff.
Unless we can do it live. There is a GUI for it, I believe. Screencast Online has done a screencast on it. But
brilliant.
Seriously, until we can actually insert the chapters live as we record it, it ain't going to happen.
No. Although we could switch over to AAC without chapters quite easily, I'm sure.
We could say... Oh, yeah, I mean...
just for the quality.
I can record it in AAC, but that would then exclude anyone that uses a non-AAC-capable player.
There aren't any.
Aren't there?
Nope.
Oh, we should use
not
AAC
anymore.
Then.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That was the point.
How can you say not anymore? There might be none on sale now, but that doesn't mean there aren't people out there that use them.
But the podcast is too big for them.
Ooh.
The Diamond Rio, for instance, could go up to 64 meg.
What are you saying about my podcast? 64
it's bigger
meg.
Than 60...
You can get one of ours in 64 meg.
Just about.
Oh, they average about 50, 55.
Yeah, but that's all you can put on it.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure we should be catering for any listeners that use antiquated equipment, unless one of them either emails us at spodcast@spodcast.org or joins the forum at forum.spodcast.org and tells us why we should not go to AAC.
Yeah.
Good enough?
I've just voted MP3 so you can feel better about it.
Cheers.
Great. Well, I'm of the opinion that it should be AAC, but...
I'm just going to turn my mic up a bit so we'll be quiet.
That shouldn't...
Anyway...
Oh, there you are, a bit louder there. Excellent.
Hello!
And I just heard a Zippo click in the background of somebody.
A Zippo click. That was someone going. I've been held. Ah! It's just me. No! No, I can't carry this thing on.
Whoa! That was...
What's that all about?
Ah, I know. Here
we
go.
Did you call someone?
Oh, somebody appears to have fixed it, yep. And he's going to fix his wireframe before he starts talking.
Okay. Manfei.
Yes.
Let's not go there.
Pseudonym Manfei. Hello, Manfei.
Hello, world.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh.
When you say start talking, start fucking swearing like a fucking bastard, don't you?
Having problems there?
Oh, fuck off.
Okay.
Needless to say, I had the last laugh.
Yeah, yes. You're so not fucking going to.
Anyway, where were we? Good. Yes,
yes,
good.
The forum.
And email us.
Have we got a forum?
We do.
Yes, we've got a video!
Do you know what my only protection between me and the internet is right now?
Oh. Service Pack 2's firewall?
I have volume.
Yes.
Are you on Fireframe, by the way?
Yeah, I've fixed that.
You're a bit loud.
Oh, fuck off.
Anyway,
we're definitely earning our explicit tag the moment he came online.
Oh, yes. Shut the fuck up! Jesus!
I don't know why anyone listens to this, you know. I really, really don't. Well,
this particular one, fucking hell.
Well, there you go.
At all, without Spadge, it's just like Spodcast 1 all over again.
Yeah.
That boring.
What was wrong with that? Was that good?
Well, for some reason, I listened to Spodcast 2, so it can't have been that bad.
There you go.
That's good.
Good point.
Are those the only two you listen to?
That's a good point, actually. That's a very good question. Judging by the fucking inundation of email we've had from this guy, I would say, yes, he's probably listened to them all by now.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's what I was saying before I got disconnected right at the start.
Oh, really?
Hi, Ned!
Hi, Ned!
Hi, Spadge!
Fuck me, he answered!
It's a Ned!
Yes. Oh, every week I say that, but this is the first time I've had a reply. Nice one, hello.
It's going to be weird when it's over and we say goodbye, Ned, and he actually says goodbye back. That's going to make me fall off my chair.
I hope you hurt yourself.
So do I, that'd be fun.
So, Ned, who are you? Where'd you come from?
What's your name? Where's your garlic from?
Yeah.
I'm Neil. I'm in Guernsey.
Guernsey.
Am I stuttering?
No, it was your connection stuttering. Because Guernsey is connected to the internet by a piece of wet string.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's a nudie
wet string.
Appendage.
As to be said, the wet string is better than Spadge's connection right now. So let's not put down
anything.
Wet string too much.
Actually, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say Spadge's connection is perfectly good because he's taken his server offline and has connected his PC directly to the internet. Which, as anyone who's ever done any form of systems administration ever in their lives will tell you, is a very, very, very bad thing. But he's doing it. He's taking one for the team.
Have you got the firewall on?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be fine.
You might survive for a while then.
Yeah. Well, as long as we don't stay on for longer than a couple of hours, then he'll...
At least my email's going to be no more broken than yours, A-Star.
Shut up and talk about something else.
Yeah. Okay, moving swiftly
You started
on.
It. You invaded Poland.
I never went near Poland.
It's that time of year again.
Is what it? Time of year is
The time
that?
Of year when you have to go and visit your family.
No, no, it isn't.
No, I don't.
And inevitably...
No, I don't.
Just across the road.
I'm sure quite a lot of our listeners will be visiting their family over Christmas.
I'm not.
Well, you're lucky.
They're all antisociable bastards like me.
Okay.
No offence to our listeners, of course.
Well, anyway, those of our listeners who are visiting their family.
Moving swiftly.
It means that. Yes, you will be, won't you? You're going downstairs. Hello! Where's my dinner?
I do have more family than just those that are downstairs, you know.
Yeah, lucky bastard.
Oh, my presents arrived today. Well, I don't mean my presents, I mean the presents I'm giving other people. So I've had great fun opening boxes. It's like Christmas.
Lovely. Well,
I had deliveries this morning as well. Not wanting to, like, wander off Jared's wonderful topic any further.
It's okay, I'll drag it back in 15 minutes or so.
Is that about the time you mentioned your G5, or have you done that whilst
I need to look
there?
For a song, don't I?
No, we're looking... Yeah, go and look for a duct, and I'll wait for Elliot to finish talking about what he got in the post this morning. What was it?
I'm not telling you, you nosy bastard.
I know.
So... With those of us who are,
I got two radiators.
Year,
I got two radiators.
He got a moon pony.
No, I got two radiators and a pair of headphones.
Okay.
Oh, the headphones, yes.
By Sennheiser, nice.
Are you wearing them at the moment?
Bloody right, I'm wearing them.
What were you on? Like, when's your camera due?
Got it.
Oi.
It's
why isn't that on the list?
Great.
Why isn't that on the list?
Because we did it last podcast.
Did we? Was I asleep?
Yes.
Apparently.
I've got to stop doing that.
Am I boring you?
Oh dear.
Speaking of boring us, Jared, visiting family.
Yes. Normally around this time of year. Those of us of a technical persuasion, which is pretty much everybody doing or listening to this podcast, when they go and visit their family, get roped in to fix the computers. So I was wondering if we should discuss the sort of things that we should be doing when we visit family's computers, like does anyone have any good anti-spyware recommendations or firewalls, or are you just going to go and tell your in-laws to buy a Mac, finally?
Well, actually, I would recommend that you go into rc.firewall and you just block port 6667 completely.
Okay.
Okay. So that our mother can never get on IRC.
Yeah.
Ah. Does she not listen then?
To this podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're going to find out after this one.
She'll be down on her next broomstick.
We actually discussed that in episode 2 of this podcast, didn't we? Do you tell?
Yeah.
And it was deemed that no one should ever tell their parents they podcast.
Actually, yeah. It was mentioned today at work.
Really?
Yeah, because at the moment I'm very kindly hosting our company's website for free because I'm such a nice guy. And they needed the stats page, and of course on the stats page lists all my websites. And he said, my God, spodcast.org uses a lot of bandwidth. And I said, yes, it does. And he said, what do you charge them then? So we had a little discussion about it, but, you know. Hi, Nick, if you decide to listen, please don't ever listen.
What do you charge spodcast.org?
Now you see, back on the deck.
Jack shit. Right.
Yay! That's because shared-server.net rocks.
Yep.
Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then sometimes it rocks so hard it falls over.
Oh dear, that is.
I just like to share the misfortune.
Now, where is that disconnect button?
You know what the problem is? I host too many people for too little.
You do.
You see, I need to start charging more money. So get in there quick with an account if you want one before I raise my prices.
Because you will raise them.
It's going to have to happen
back
soon,
in the
actually.
Day, back in the day, you'd have posted that on company bandwidth rather than giving company your bandwidth. This is wrong.
This is true.
But believe me, when January comes, I'll be getting my rewards.
Well, I got sacked for hosting on company bandwidth. It's great.
Yeah, but that was a picture of peaches.
That
you
was
got
in
sacked
fact
for a bunch of arse, mate.
I got sacked for your porn. Think about it.
It wasn't my porn. It was just my research and anal picture.
Yes, exactly.
Lovely.
They were wankers anyway.
Oh, I did very, very well out of being sacked by them, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Very, very well. It was great. No, bastards. So, please, we're probably not going to be telling people how to fix their
AVG,
Jared.
AVG.
I use grysoft.com that Ned should now write down so that he can email it to us later. Grysoft.com new AVG, which is a free virus, antivirus.
It's a free virus.
Yay!
Free virus.
Somebody loves me.
And now you get free viruses and CDs from Sony these days.
No, that's a rootkit, and you know it.
Yeah. And the other thing is... Adware. I thought it was not a rootkit, however, I have subsequently been convinced that it does have a lot of rootkit properties.
It is a rootkit. It hides itself from the system and the user. How is that not a rootkit?
It really is acting like one, isn't it?
It's also redefined my impression of what a rootkit is. Because I was working I work on the old term. Oh, it's okay, you can talk over people. Elliot does it all the time.
Oh, shut
the fuck up. Both of you do, let's get this right.
Yeah, true.
I just
sit here in the corner.
The rootkit I was aware of was designed to basically get in and give a person root.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which the Sony one doesn't. The Sony one has rootkit. Yeah, exactly. But the Sony one does, which I think is now the modern definition of a rootkit. So I believe the definition has changed and Sony has just strengthened the newer definition, meaning I'm wrong now. And
yay,
it's a rootkit.
Yay, Sony made you wrong.
Yay!
Okay.
It took Sony to do it, though.
Yeah, kudos to Sony. Nice one.
Yeah.
But yes, so, where were we? We were on to AVG, and...
Yeah. Did you see the host's file that I posted?
Yes, I'm not sure I like it.
Yeah.
I prefer blocking it using a CSS file.
Okay.
Host's file means that you can't... because what Elliot's talking about here is a host's file with all of the major advertisers rooted to 127.0.0.1, the loopback address.
Which, if you're on a local website, you're screwed with.
Exactly.
You get porn instead, yeah.
Yeah. If you run a local web server, all you are doing is polluting your logs.
Yeah.
Unless you're smart and have your local web server's logs go into DevNull.
Unless your local web server's actually useful.
I develop on a local web server and I have all my logs going to DevNull because there's absolutely no point in it not.
Right.
Unless I need them, in which case I'll change it, restart Apache and...
I think what I would do at that point is I would... No, you couldn't do a virtual host, could you? You can't do a virtual host at 127 because it's every other virtual host. It's going to pollute your logs.
Yes, you can.
You can, yes, you can do a virtual host.
Of course you can do a virtual host at 127, but what use is it when it's in separate host with all the other names? You need to do a virtual host of all of the names in the host file.
No, you don't. You can do a stacked virtual host so that the final one that it hits is a catch-all with a server name of star.
Yeah.
Don't say that like I'm making it up. You can.
Oh, I know you can.
If you're visiting your parents to fix up their... Because, face it, it's not like they actually want to see you. But like, you're going up there to, like, fix up their Dell machine. Right.
Hey, don't knock Dell machines.
Which we know is not running a web server. Face it, it barely runs a web client.
Yeah, fair enough. So
and
for
the host
non...
file isn't so bad.
But all you're also doing then is you're getting timeouts on the web server. That's why I prefer CSS. A CSS solution is so much tidier for me.
You okay?
CSS in Firefox does very, very well.
Yeah, how does that work in Internet Explorer?
Fine.
And you'll be posting a link to a tutorial on setting this up, yes?
Very well. I shall do so.
Right.
Don't. Yes. Use us. Yes.
You dropped yourself in that one.
That should shut him up for 5 minutes.
Oh, thank you.
Did we play Stabilizer last week?
Yes,
we did. Why, did you want to play Stabilizer again?
No, are you sure?
Yes, we played Stabilizer. We played Grey to Something Green, or whatever it's called.
No, I'm just on the PopSafe Music Network trying to find a track for today, and I've forgot that I haven't told Stabilizer that we played their track.
Oh, right. Well,
part of the contractual agreement with...
And it's why we did it as well, so we could be the first people...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we could get the double whammy kudos bar.
This podcast, number 50. Was it 15? Yeah, this is 16.
We played it was podcast 15, because this is on podcast 16!
Okay.
Hey, does that mean we're legal now?
Relatively.
Barely legal!
With no sliding scales.
No sliding scales, no.
No sliding at all, in fact. Anyway,
Yeah, I'm going to look for the log for the little bit of how to do it later, because I'm just going to get distracted otherwise. So, yeah.
Oh, bless.
Oh, no, I'm so one-track minded.
Cameron Wimber.
Adaware and AVG are probably the standard things anyone should have on a USB nubbin in their pockets when they go to visit their in-laws or their parents when you know there's going to be a Windows machine. I mean, I used to have one with Service Pack 2 on it, but now everyone seems to have that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Firefox.
Oh, that reminds me.
Hey, Dad, stop using Internet Explorer. It sucks. It's rocked. Yay.
Yeah.
Done. Instantly, 98% more secure.
Or you just set it and don't tell them.
Or your money back.
Or your free money back.
Yay!
Free money? Hey!
Yeah, but I found something really neat today. Yesterday, actually. And that's
your own feet.
My own feet! Portable Sunbird.
What?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Portable Sunbird. Sunbird is the Mozilla calendaring application.
Which is actually really rather good.
Which is rather good. It's, is
it?
Yeah.
Does it stop being crap?
Well, it's crap enough, but it's...
it's no more crap than the crap that Redmond put out.
It's fairly crap.
Yeah. I mean, it's no iCal. But... But it does the job. And most importantly, if you put it on a USB nubbin with Portable Sunbird, you can have all of your authentication on that. Connect... Because what I do is I have a WebDAV calendar server where all my calendars are online, and my girlfriend uses it, and she said, can I edit the calendars? And being iCalendar... on a PHP iCalendar, you can't really edit them. So I was trying to work out a way to get them to be edited, and I just thought, just put Portable Sunbird on a nubbin, have your login details on that nubbin, so you plug it in, launch it, it synchronizes over the web.
Sounds nice and secure.
You can change it there. If you lose your thing, you something can get onto your calendar.
Change your password, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that's so scary. They can't change your password on the...
No, you change your password.
...web server. Yeah, that's what you need to do, change your password.
Yeah.
So it's not really a big deal.
Do you know what else the problem
is? So what are you using, what are you using for the WebDAV server?
Apache, WebDAV. Dead easy.
Cool.
WebDAV 2 on Apache, or WebDAV on Apache 2. It works like a dream.
We could do it with Subversion and get a history of your calendar forever.
Yes. Yes, that's interesting. That sounds quite a good idea.
There are lengths that normal people don't go to.
Yeah, that's another step forward. Subversion and WebDAV for your iCals.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I say it's only because I have a Subversion server, not a WebDAV server.
Ah, you should get a WebDAV server. And because...
Well, it is. It's all diversioning DAV.
Right.
Sorry, cool. How sport is this podcast supposed to go? Have I just transgressed a boundary as well?
No, carry on.
There are no boundaries.
I think we proved a long time ago we have few boundaries, if any.
I think legal is our only boundary, isn't it?
Yeah, as if. Did you torment that?
Ah, okay. Yeah, okay, we might mention occasionally BitTorrenting TV episodes, but I do think we don't encourage theft in any way. In fact, we tell people that steal iPods to give them back to their actual owners.
Yeah,
so that's true. Out.
All in the name of comedy, though.
Well, yeah, that's also true.
Or our idea.
So yeah, something else I'd put on the nubbin.
Yeah.
QuickTime alternative, real alternative, and Media Player Classic for all those Windows people.
What a good idea.
Because I tend to put VLC on it.
Apart from anything else, it will just enable you to get rid of all those shitty codecs that no fucker uses or should use. And will play almost everything.
The other thing you could put on is the iTunes installer, but I'm sure Spudge is going to have something to say about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great way to ingratiate yourself with your family. Here, I've just fucked up all your MP3s. Bye.
Okay.
I think it's easy.
You know you won't, you little shit.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't think many people have to worry about their in-laws' collections of MP3s, however.
Do you not?
I don't think...
Do you not think your mother has a fine connection of horsewinnie.mp3?
But she does have iTunes, so that doesn't matter.
Ugh. Only because she was forced to, because she's got a Mac.
And
an iPod, oh god.
Yeah, you are the only person on this planet without an iPod.
Does Ned have an iPod?
What was that noise?
Does Ned have an iPod?
No, Ned just said he doesn't have an iPod.
Yeah, but you don't have a job. Oh,
don't you have them in Guernsey?
Yeah.
It's in the
Look,
in
hey, we got upgraded to 1 meg broadband a month ago, and we were really happy about it.
That's amazing. Do you know what I got a couple of weeks back?
What's Go that? On.
Upgraded to 10 megabits.
Should I mention I got that someone that's week. Still on half meg?
I got upgraded.
Kick in the knackers.
I got upgraded to 24 megabits and I didn't even notice.
That makes me puke.
24! I mean, I've got 20 megabits and I got an email saying, congratulations, we've upgraded to 24 megabits. Please restart your server. I'm like, why? Why are you doing, honestly? I don't hit the upper limit that often, so why in earth would it matter that I'm now on 24 megabits instead of 20? I mean,
it's not torrenting enough.
Yes, the upper limits. It's just a nice,
you know,
toy.
It took me 3 hours to shade that upper limit.
Shake three. It, baby. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, baby. Anyway, shall we play some music?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Since I found some.
Oh, good.
What we got?
Yeah. Right. I've forgotten what the woman's name is, so I'm just logging back into the podcast music they were talking up.
I was so expecting... now we got some song by some bit guy.
Yeah, I was expecting the MP3 to have a name in it, but right. Cameron Emba.
Did they not tag it properly?
Oh, they might have tagged the MP3, but they didn't name the file nicely. Anyway, Cameron Emba. I literally just looked at the ones on the front page of the Pulse Safe Music Network, hit one and listened to a couple of tracks and thought, like this one. So,
brilliant.
There we go. I have no idea who she is or what she is or even why. But I'm sure she's a very nice lady.
Yeah, because the pop world is full of them.
Absolutely. Well, this is indie rock. And it's called I'm Gonna Make You Happy. Here we go.
Happy.
the sea lion.
And on that note, we return.
Oh dear, she can make me happy any day. As you were saying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
What's this fantastic news then, you scrawny bastard?
The U.S. President George W. Bush has accepted responsibility for going to war in Iraq on the basis of faulty intelligence, but said it was still the right choice.
Well, there's your faulty intelligence right there.
Oh, wonderful.
When's he actually going to turn around and say, fucked if I know, missus. Thick as pig shit, if not thicker.
Ah, those fuckwit.
With a big Terry fuckwit t-shirt on, a big G on his shirt.
Yes, that man has...
No offence to the... world leader of one of the world's most powerful nations.
So. I think you'll find the world's most powerful.
He's going to nuke you, eh?
Yeah, like he listened to this podcast.
Precision strike in Nottingham.
He needs subtitles. He's American.
Oh, right.
That's kind of tricky.
Did I ever tell you about that? About my associate, Squints, in Cartoon Swappers.
Squints. Oh, yes, I've heard of Squints.
Is
Squints.
Is that like a condition that he's got? Or...
Yeah, it is.
Squints.
Okay. Apparently he does squint as well. It's quite
he should lay off the dodgy anime stuff.
No, he probably shouldn't. He should fucking lay off IRC, I tell you.
Okay.
There you go, Squints. Anyway, get off IRC, says Spadge.
Get off my land. But no, it's... It is
territorial much?
Watching some documentary, a British documentary. I think he actually asked for the channel to be changed to something that was in English.
Okay.
Because he didn't understand the accents.
Okay.
Nice.
Whenever you see English people in like American TV, they subtitle them and you think, what the fuck?
And you wonder why they remake all of them in American and then they suck.
Ah, The Office.
Yeah.
Does The Office suck, though?
The American version does, yes.
Does it?
Well, I only saw the first episode, so I assume it does.
The first episode was the one that copied the script.
Yeah.
Apparently it's the only one that copied the script.
Oh.
And all the Brits stopped watching it after the first one, so nobody I've spoken to has seen past episode one and said, oh, it actually is not too bad or something.
Maybe that was their plan. Let's stop the Brits watching this again.
Yeah. Because apparently it's not as bad as everyone in the UK thinks.
Yeah, but come on, The Office. I mean,
I'm still not going to BitTorrent.
It might not be. It might.
I mean, legally obtain it in some manner.
It might not be a bad program compared to other programs that are on, but compared to The Office.
It ain't
which was a stroke of absolute genius.
Oh, and speaking of...
I saw the bit of the first one and thought that could be interesting, but never actually got round to watching all of them.
I didn't get into it, but I'm told it turned into a very good series.
I'm sure it did.
And they kept having... screensaver's kicked in. They kept having guest appearances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, as main characters in whatever they were shooting at the time.
Neat.
But, worth a look at some point.
And as Scott told us earlier, Ricky Gervais has a podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be quite funny.
Apparently they swear.
That'll be the day.
We do.
Yeah, they just insult each other, apparently.
Not like us, eh, you bastard?
Screw it.
So thank you, Scott, for that wonderful piece of news. Please do send in more.
Or post it to the forum.
So that we can take the piss again.
Yay.
Spodcast@spodcast.org for your emails, or forum@forum.spodcast.org for your forumness.
That sounds like wrap-up stuff, and we've still got 10 minutes.
Oh, no, that's not wrap-up stuff at all. We've got loads of stuff to do.
No, we haven't.
Go on, then.
Bugatti!
Oh, yeah, Top Gear last Sunday.
Oh,
my God, what a car.
Did Ned see it?
Ned?
Do you get Top Gear in Guernsey?
Do you get cars in Guernsey?
Are you still on horse and trap?
Is it big enough for cars?
They're not allowed to go faster than 15 miles an hour, but yeah.
Not allowed to go faster than a man can walk, so the little guy with a flag in front of your car.
That's right, you have to have your man there. Yeah. With his flag out, yeah.
And always carry
a
hand crank with
you.
Railway? What the fuck will we do with a railway?
Get wet, I don't
Seriously,
know.
Yes. Seriously, about to speed and fall off.
Oh, a bit like ours then, and British Rail.
So yes, the Bugatti.
For those who think they've travelled back in time, British Rail died a long time ago.
And the Tory Party, the Conservatives, for those of you who aren't British, the Tory Party admitted that it was a mistake to sell it off only a few years ago.
Oh, that was
20 years too late.
Well, they admitted it was a mistake to privatise it.
Yes.
That doesn't mean they shouldn't have sold it off.
Did they admit this from their crack whore covered beach in Rio?
More than likely.
Yeah.
So I believe Stutt wanted to tell us all about the Bugatti.
Well, I just wanted to mention it because, my God, what a car, and what a thing for a car company to do. Make a car that makes them £4 million loss every sale they make.
Yeah, but I actually took umbrage at there. Took umbrage? Took whatever.
Took a word.
Yeah, I took a word at his maths, because his maths are based on the fact they're only going to make a handful of them. But in actual fact, the plan is to make 300.
Even so, they're not going to break even.
€1 million a car?
Yeah, but it's costing them €5 million to make each one.
No, that's taking into account the development costs.
Maybe then.
The development costs were something like amounts of millions.
But still, the way they designed it, though, it's just so completely wrong.
What? Take two Audi V8 engines tuned to 1,001 horsepower.
No, the actual design process.
Oh, I didn't catch you that early.
The guy who was like the head of VW or whatever.
Yeah, it was VW.
Walks into the boardroom and says, "We're going to make this new car. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to have 1,000 horsepower and do 400 kilometres an hour."
And 35 engineers standing behind him went, "What?"
And the 35 engineers went, "You bastard! Could you have asked us first? We'd have told you, no, it can't be done." Which is probably a good thing that he didn't.
Yeah,
because it could.
And what?
But the car's ridiculous. Did you read about the wind tunnel testing?
Yeah. When they decided to test it and they realised that if they took the wing mirrors off,
They could only get it up to 230 miles an hour with the wing mirror. So they put smaller wing mirrors on it and found that it was the wing mirrors that were keeping the nose on the ground.
So they made it change shape instead. And the faster you go, the front bottom slips out slightly.
Front bottom.
Yeah. Great.
So, it's pretty reasonable. The lower the minge gets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too far. That's too far.
But the whole thing is just, it's a marvel of modern engineering, and
yeah,
it'll never actually be a great successful
seller. It doesn't need to be. It is, as he says, it's like that bridge in France.
Yeah, it's like Concord.
Exactly like Concord. You do it to prove that you can and that it can be done. And as he said at the end, you know, he's left with this feeling that he will never experience anything like that in another car in his lifetime.
Yeah.
Not only is it the finest car ever made, it's quite possibly that it could be the finest car that will be ever made.
No, we'll get something better.
Yeah.
Flying cars or something shit. But
that's not a car, is it? A flying car isn't a car.
Well, it's by definition,
car that
it's
flies.
A car.
No, it's personal transport, yes, but it's not a car.
Well, it won't be called a flying car then, will it?
It's a fucking plane. Oh, it's a car that goes on water. You mean it's a boat?
Space really brings new meaning to the Mile High Club. It's a fucking plane.
It's a fucking plane. I watched Why America Sucks by Lord Francis fucking Fulford today. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, God, he just goes over and points out everything he hates about America.
Is it a long running series?
I don't know. I've only seen like one episode of it around. And why I think it might just be a one-off. Yeah, why America sucks. And he's just like, he just... Oh, it's
who's
so much
buying
in the man. He's brilliant. Who cares?
Okay. You see the
it's
pitch,
excellent.
Can't you? I want to make a TV series detailing everything I don't like about America. You just see the TV series
go out,
going, here, have money,
going,
go, do.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it to their faces. So he goes to Vegas and he just slags it to the ground. And then he says, and everybody thinks it's great. They must be so stupid.
Well, they are.
And then
that.
He goes up to people and says, well, what do you think? And they're like, yeah, gee, it's like going around the whole world in four blocks. And he just goes, so fucking stupid.
Did you see that Australian comedy where the guy takes the map of the world around and tells people, asks people if they should bomb Iraq? And then he shows the map, and he's got Iraq and Iran, where New Zealand and Australia are. and then has loads of countries in the wrong places, and then says North Korea and South Korea, and does the Australia-New Zealand thing, and says, that's why there's a war. North Korea, which is actually Australia, and South Korea, which is New Zealand, north of Australia,
yeah,
is so much bigger. And that's why there's so much of a problem. And all these Americans just... completely and utterly buying. Oh, I didn't realise it was that. Oh my god, yeah, I understand now.
Oh my god.
Hang on, so I'm sure that would work in the UK as well. It's worth saying. I'm absolutely certain that would work in the UK.
No, it won't.
Yes, it would.
You see, at this point, we need Judas Whale McGraw to say, oh please, explain your diction.
Yes.
Oh dear. Even when he's not here, he's here.
Ah, yes.
Okay, this
anyway,
is bizarre. Oh, I've got it in
bizarre?
The wrong freaking channel.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm having issues with this machine.
The wrong channel?
I was getting bored with you guys.
Of course, that's because we're not that interesting. Well, I've got a song.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got
it. So long as you're not going to sing it.
Who's playing it? Are you going to try and play it, or am I playing it?
You're playing it, because otherwise I'm going to put my earphone to the microphone.
Okay, let me find it. You tell the story, I'll find it. I did download it.
I was somewhere. Looking... Oh, you spotlight it, I'll find it in seconds.
I found it.
I was looking for... I can't remember why. Summer Glau came
in. Oh, come
in.
On.
No, it's River.
You were looking for nutty pictures of an actress that you like. Be honest. You were looking to drool over some
actress
chick over lunch or something.
Now, that's not unlikely, but it wasn't... Never... It's not unlikely, but Summer Glau, I think, is more cute than droolable.
Yeah, I'll go with that, actually.
Yeah. She's
was that
a very fine ballet dancer. Very fine ballet dancer, but I think...
She can't off move.
95% of the stunts in Serenity are all her. She did Mal stunts, she did two-tailed Superball stunts, she was a Reaver.
Do you know what? She was even the spaceships.
No, they were CGI, they weren't stunts. Jesus, you guys.
Someone's smoking something.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to light a cigarette.
Okay. Sorry.
Try rubbing two sticks together. Get a couple of pencils. You might have more luck.
Well, some
of
Glau's thighs. So anyway.
speaking of Summer Glau and sticks.
I looked on Summer Glau's official page or something, one of the pages, and on the left was a link to Summer Glau on a stick. And I went,
what? Or one of the pages.
Yeah. And
was it by my homemade porn.com?
It was not, the... What's his name's? Celebrity Oops.
Yeah, can I just say, don't link to that.
Link to what?
Rob Celebrity Oops?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because it's porn.
No, it's not.
It is.
Half of the adverts are.
Oh, yeah, half the adverts, yeah, good point.
I can't have that being linked to.
No, it's a shame, you know, because I get a mention on that website.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm still on there, listed. A contributor.
Okay. And he's not what exactly did lying. You contribute?
I put onto CD and then mailed to Rob.
You put on CD?
He's on dial-up. There was 1,500 pictures.
Okay.
Of who or what?
Tattoo.
Oh, tattoo. Yeah, sorry.
My tattoo archive.
I think we've all got copies of your tattoo archive somewhere.
Yeah.
And we can link to that.
Yeah, you can actually.
Yeah.
Oops, there went my bandwidth. Except not at the moment because my server's on
the So you can link to my copy if you want. Actually, is my copy still there?
Oh dear, we're going to link to Elliot's copy later. Yeah. So anyway, as I was saying about Summer Glau.
2 minutes, by the
way. Oh yeah, sorry, I came across this site talking, called
Summer Glau on a stick.
Summer Glau with a stick up at Mimsy.
And it's not at Mimsy.
Yes, it is.
According to the note at the bottom of the page, it's not.
According to the note at the bottom of the page, it says the stick is attached to her back, you perverts. Mm.
Yeah, and but according to the picture, it's clearly.
Up at Mimsy.
Mimsy. So this guy thought.
Oh, and I just
want
to say,
to
Summer Glau,
have...
if you're listening, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
And I think you're lovely.
If you're listening, come
lovely,
really. We'd like to interview you.
Yeah, new word, interview.
Yes. So he thought that it would be neat to have Summer Glau on a stick. And
yeah.
He could take her around with him so she could flip out whenever was appropriate or necessary.
Yeah.
Then he decided to write.
Come on.
Then he decided to write a song about it called Summer Glau on a Stick.
What did you think of the song, Jared?
I'm going to let the listeners make up their own mind without polluting their point of view.
So what you're saying is it's shit?
Oh, more than likely.
Is it set to the music of Serenity?
No, guitar.
It's based on... Sorry, no, I don't mean to be disdainful.
Yes, you do.
I just can't help it. It's my natural state of mind.
Have you ever said anything nice about...
anything
any
or anyone?
Yeah.
No, and I don't intend to start.
Good.
At least he's consistent.
So, do you have the song handy, Stutt?
I do, actually.
Well, roll the film, Errol!
Do you have it sticky?
Screw at the screw. Ah.
That's exactly what I think of when I think of Summer Glau as well.
Oh, that could get embarrassing. Right. Ooh, grab the thread. Yep. Go,
flip
go,
out
go,
like
go,
a ninja. Go on.
Go.
Roll the film, Errol.
Stutt's reaching the video strokes.
When I'm feeling blue and the bad is coming thick, I just think of Summer Glau on a stick. 'Cause I know I can depend on her hard math skills. I trust in her bendiness and video evidence of her kills. So bring it on, world, I don't care a bit. I got me some Summer Glau on a stick.
Ninja. Are we back on the changing shape of the front and bottom again, Jared?
Oh yeah. Mimsy.
Okay, we're certainly back on the air. So.
Oh, excellent. You so need to watch Trailer Park Boys, Jared.
Okay. Well, now I've got a new MP4 player, which cost me €46 for a DVD player that plays MPEG-4s. I'll have to put a link to that now.
Cool.
Now I've got one of those going on. It can play the old episodes of Trailer Park Boys I downloaded off BitTorrent.
Speaking of which, I'll be able to review something for people next week.
Ooh.
That media box thing.
Oh, right, yes, the Hoppage.
I've had a chance to play with it.
You got the Hoppage Ethernet media card. Which
well,
just
no,
sounds...
it's actually a box. It's an external box.
Yeah, Ethernet.
Yes, I don't entirely know how good it's going to be. But
it's going to be intriguing.
With a bit of luck, I'll be able to fiddle with the
firmware. I like Hoppage.
Hoppage are great. You went and visited them, didn't you?
Yeah, I spent some time in their office in Paris. They were top-rocking people, you know.
Spadge, you've got to hear what this thing is. It's a Linux box with a SCART socket and a network cable. Or a network socket, rather.
Fucking great.
If I can get the firmware, we can play. Or I can play.
And if you can't, who cares? It plays videos.
It does. And pictures and audio.
Fantastic.
I can't wait to see what the...
off your PC.
Intel Mac Mini does.
Well, one, it needs to exist.
That's why I can't wait to see it. It's going to exist.
Well, you're going to have to.
I've got to put front row on it.
Do you reckon it's going to be announced in January? Or are we going to have to wait?
I don't know.
We've already done this one, haven't we?
I think it's going to be announced in January.
You think it's going to be the mini that they do first?
Yep, it's going to be the professional one's going to be much, much later. It's going to be iBook and mini.
Is that because they're not ready on the dual core processors yet?
How did you guess?
As early as January. I don't know, it's something about Intel CPUs.
I mean, I don't know. It's a rumor I heard on the internets or something. I don't know.
Do you read hardware internets?
Hello.
We can hear you.
Okay. Just making sure.
I have been known occasionally to read some hardware websites. Yeah.
Gosh.
Hardcore websites?
Them too. No, I don't read those. I just look at the pictures.
Yeah.
The intellectual way thing.
So, who just disconnected?
I don't know. Something's changed.
Am I still here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so laughing if it's me.
It's you.
I'm about to plug
something in which might go bang. So, there we go. Okay.
I'll bring another abrupt final
plug that in,
ending
push that button.
To the push
button. Oh, blue light.
Blue.
Can you hear that?
Blue. Hear what?
Precisely.
That's a no then.
I hear somebody crinkling something.
That's me with a piece of plastic.
Ooh, that's a hard drive. Ooh, pretty.
Yes.
Ooh.
Is that it then? We run out of things to say.
So, yeah,
apparently.
I think so. Okay. should we go for another week then?
Yeah, because now if I go to bed, then I might actually be at work on time.
Yes.
That's a
we
first.
Say, we should say thank you very much to Ned.
Yes, thank you, Ned.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Ned. Can I just say, Ned?
Yes.
Bye!
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
Oh, what was that? His wet string got overloaded.
You went too loud. Tone it down a bit. Have another go.
If you're going to shout, you've got to pull the string tighter.
Or step away from the microphone and shout.
I'll just speak softly.
Just use a bigger tin.
Bye.
Bye, Ned.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Sportcast.
Minutes, what are you doing?
Entertaining and educating.
Well, why can't you just masturbate like the rest of us?